We consider, evaluate, and postulate everything. Welcome to Capacity Cast with your hosts, Michael and Scott. Let's get started.
We're talking about tabletop gaming. Where is it and where is it going from a technical standpoint?
Yeah, there are a lot of cool things that people are doing with tabletop gaming.
First of all, tabletop gaming is, this would be things like Dungeons & Dragons, Pathfinder, maybe White Wolf Games, maybe some of these games with a lot of miniatures that are more board games or war games.
Mm-hmm.
It's social, it's creative, can be pretty nerdy or geeky.
Like I said, there's so many cool things. I'll just start with 3D printing. It's gotten huge. So people are printing miniatures, they're painting them themselves. Something I would like to do eventually. It's just a time thing, but...
Mm-hmm. I like that too. I like the miniatures, but I also like that it's easy for people to construct terrain. If you have a dungeon, you can
make
walls and
objects or doors or something. I know actually one guy, he's been printing some D&D stuff.
Nice. I would like to see that.
Mm-hmm.
But some of the other innovations kind of get away from the physical board a little bit. What would you say... I don't know, what would you say is the most popular digital companion or medium to play tabletop games right now?
Yeah, at least what I've seen online is people are starting to put full-size screens in tables. Huge interface, you can display maps, you can even add interaction with RFID tags in miniatures, and then you stick it on the table, or I mean the screen, and it'll show up on the screen. There's just a huge amount of stuff in that. Have you seen any other aspects to that?
Yeah, I've seen the screen underneath. I've seen I'm going to use the wrong term here, but basically not a screen table, but it still detects the location using RFID or mm-hmm. NFC or whatever mm-hmm. of the miniatures. I've also seen, forgive me for not remembering the name, but someone is selling a war game system where I believe there's a camera that watches the field, and it uses some sort of radio communication to keep track of position. In that case, it's sort of telling the story, giving you story prompts, and then it's just helping you with location and range finding and
that's
keeping
cool.
score and things like that.
Yeah,
not cheap.
Yeah, I bet.
There was at Gen Con a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Also, VR is, at least augmented reality, is going to be a thing or is in a little bit, is that you can just put on a headset and then everyone will see the game board in front of them. It's not as physical, which is kind of a negative, but a lot more potential to have animated scenes and really cool, exciting stuff.
I really like that kind of thing because of its potential for letting you play with limited information. For example, sometimes you'll have a game where one of the players is secretly an enemy or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And if they're preparing an ambush or they're invisible or getting up to some mischief, just imagine if they could see things that the other players couldn't, but everybody's looking at the same system, so it keeps track of collisions. And
mm-hmm.
I love hidden information games, so that gets me really excited.
Yeah, so a little bit towards the future, but a lot more practical. Have you ever done any D&D or related games online with people?
Yes, played for a little bit, a Hunter the Reckoning game over Skype. And back in the day, we played a Star Wars D20 system game over in an AIM chat room.
Okay. So that's been a thing for quite a while.
It had the dice rolling features. You could do the random dice rolling right in the chat, and mm-hmm. everybody could tell if you were cheating or not.
Know any specific software, more recent ones?
Specifically Roll20 is one that people use.
So how does that work?
So it basically gives you a grid, and it gives you a place to keep track of character sheets and information on sidebars. And it just have like shared notes and documents and private notes. You basically, it's just a nice, easy way to get the characters out on this shared viewable space and to manage the campaign.
Nice.
What have you done for that?
The Tabletop Simulator. It's on Steam. It's pretty cheap. And then you can play so many different games. You can do regular board games, which is mostly what I've done, but you can do more advanced stuff. You just buy a pack that gives you the configuration to play the game virtually with friends online.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a really fun app, basically an app more than a game.
It's a creative tool too, because I think the Tabletop Simulator, you could design and test your own very creative campaigns using a system or just invent whole new systems and games
yep.
and get playtest feedback. Mm-hmm. It would be harder to do in Roll20 or Skype or Google Hangouts or whatever.
So in addition to that, not really an app, but I used Google Hangouts just recently. One of my friends is doing a D&D campaign and I joined in for the first time. That was really fun. You just use what you have. We just have some documents mm-hmm. for the rules, and then a Google document for each person, their character sheet. So the DM can manage all those character sheets because he has access to them. And then each individual person can add or delete, you know, adjust their HP.
Sure.
Because it's a mutual shared doc. And you can also roll dice electronically, and then you screen share your screen. So the DM makes sure that you're rolling what you're rolling.
Oh, interesting.
So that's what we do.
Okay. That's a clever solution.
Yeah.
So you still got the fun of rolling. You just...
Yeah. And he'll see it on my screen share.
That's nice, because having fun dice and using them is a big part of that kind of game for me anyway.
Yeah. Before I even started, I was telling him, I'm going to go buy dice. I'll set up a webcam. So... But he was okay with it, but I didn't actually do it.
But you could have done it.
Yeah, I'm still thinking about it.
What about technology that facilitates getting people together? Like, for example, meetup.com.
Okay.
I've played in two RPGs. One was a playtest, and one was just a group playing D&D 5th Ed. Actually, it was a playtest as well.
How did that work?
We have a group called the State Line Gaming Society. That State Line being Illinois and Wisconsin. And somebody just submitted this event to get players' interest. These were gamers I never would have met. That's kind of nice because obviously we got to play the game. That's a good simple use of technology to facilitate tabletop gaming, because say you want to run a very social minimalist game where it's mostly story, it's not a lot of dice rolling. You know, a lot of people like that style. But you can use this technology to get people into the game, and then you can just keep the technology out of the game, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
So tech can sort of facilitate both styles of tabletop gaming.
Okay.
As I see it.
Nice. That does sound really cool that you can, especially meeting people you wouldn't normally meet with that technology.
Mm-hmm. Hopefully social networks will improve and we could have more of that in the future.
I don't know. Are there any, there's Roll20, but are there any other ones that have a similar, what's that called? Discord.
Oh, yeah.
Is that more of a gaming related? I don't know about D&D style gaming, but...
No, that's a good one. Yeah, there are interest channels for every kind of game, multiple.
Okay.
And so people can join. They could probably find, they're probably local hangouts, you know, on their channels and so forth. And then people do play games on Discord. That's something that they do, or at least they use it to facilitate games.
So a little bit more back to physical people together as a group. Can you think of any other cool, interesting things that are happening or will happen?
Something that's cool but not particularly interesting is just using a tablet or something to look up information and digital copies of books. I've played games where, say, there's a disagreement about the rules, or somebody wants to do something cool but they're not sure what options they have, and so they start flipping through the handbook or the rules and it takes forever. You know, it can just derail your whole night.
Yep.
So hopefully, not that I don't really like to have screens at the table too much, but you can just look something up quickly, find it, have a conversation with your group about it, and then put it away. That's a nice thing.
Yeah, that's a good idea. I don't know if there is an app that exists. I assume there is one, but imagine every person having the app, and they have to do very little calculation, but they just input their stats into the app, and then the DM would subtract HP or give them a new stat.
Mm-hmm.
So I could really see that working as a mutual local app.
Definitely.
Maybe off of Wi-Fi or something.
And that can work well for, again, with the hidden information, you know, a way for the DM to secretly communicate things to players, you know, or a player can secretly make a roll or a check without announcing to the table that they're doing it. I don't really support players being divided against each other too much. It makes it sound like I enjoy backstabbing more than I do. It just lets the story become more complex that way.
So if you could have your ideal D&D gaming room, what would be in it?
Interesting. Well, I definitely like the idea of a table that could have a screen underlay. Maybe it wouldn't
just
always
one
be on.
Screen.
Well, one giant screen, yeah. If we're dreaming here. But, you know, just to be able to have that information. I'm not an artist. It's hard for me to come up with creative backdrops, and I'm also not very good at describing them. Sometimes it would be nice to say, hey, here's the area you're in under there without having to
print. So you're saying AI-infused D&D application.
Oh, AI. Well, yeah. That's another thing, I guess. It would be interesting if modules, like D&D modules or package storage you could buy, could respond to players' decisions a little more fluidly than they're currently capable of doing. I guess that would be
help
amazing.
Help out the DM.
Definitely.
Do what they need to do.
There's definitely an art and a science to preparing for players, and it is complicated enough that it's basically a part-time job for somebody running a game.
Yeah.
So if they could make it a little less of a part-time job with the help of some technology, but still have a very creative and immersive story, then I assume people would play more, and that would be great.
Yeah. So my ideal situation is that, like you mentioned, a large screen in the table. Also, the miniatures, custom miniatures for each person with the tags so that it interfaces with the computer that controls the table. And then you've got full scenarios, maybe even video cameras around it so you can record a YouTube series of the game.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. And then drink stations, whatever. Maybe some type of food thing.
Soda streams that stream to every place you sit at the table. So you can just you can change the flavor on your app, and then you can refill it.
And then there's a button to give them something bitter if they screw up or their character dies. Now you can only drink whatever. But yeah. There's so many ways you could go with it.
Only poorly mixed diet soda for you until you your character is revived.
Mm-hmm. And part of the fun would be making it, but a lot of the fun would be doing it, using it. So,
I like your scenario because that reminds me of I guess you could call it a podcast or a video series I like called Critical Role.
Yep.
Yeah. So for the listener, it's a bunch of voice actors playing D&D, and they're just great storytellers, and they interact really well. Well, not everybody can afford to set up a recording area that can capture the whole table and all the players and have good sound and all these things. Mm-hmm. And technology can really help with that.
Yeah. I would like the video side of things to automatically clip the clips together, which is a thing. And it's going to be more of a thing with deep learning and AI and all that.
Where it automatically detects who's speaking.
And it would pick out the most relevant pieces of recording and then just make a video out of it.
That would just be wonderful for teaching people games and helping people enjoy other people's gaming. And I look forward to that.
Thank you for listening to another episode of Capacity Cast. You can hear more episodes at CapacityCast.com.